Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here we go. It's on.
Grab it like a little boy's penis. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Why would you want to grab a little boy's penis?
If they're in the need to go to the toilet.
So you just see a random kid in the street, you say, he needs to go to a toilet and grab his cock.
If he was in public or near a bush, I would just say, do you need any help with that?
It's... Is cock related to age?
I think he stepped on an octopus. I think I need to piss on him.
I mean, the word cock.
You need to introduce Martin.
Yeah, but we need to cover this cock situation first. Is it an age limit on cock? Like a 10-year-old, does he have a cock or a penis?
And I'll tell you what it is. It's just a helpful part of me in society.
Yeah, the police will be calling you tomorrow. We have a guest today.
Yeah. Oh, the guest, actually.
The guest.
Yeah. Fuck all the other guests.
We have a real guest now.
Yeah.
We have a football... He's almost a competitor, isn't he?
He's like a mentor, really. A guru. An inspiration. And someone that's developed the whole idea of podcasting in this country.
Now you're just fucking with me.
Please welcome...
I feel like you're making fun of me.
Okay, we have Martin Sonneby here today.
Thank you.
You're everywhere.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's your birthday.
No, it was Friday. Wow. Friday's 27th was my 40th. 40th birthday. I'm 40.
How does that feel?
Fucking 40.
I'm the young guy.
I didn't think about it until that very day. And then I was like, oh, fuck, 40. I'm fucking 40.
You know what? I struggle. I was okay with 40. Now I'm like 44. It's been these last couple of years when I'm like, fuck, I'm nearly dead.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's not that long to go.
No.
Well, you're not that old. If you can see Sam Allardyce dancing to a rave in the weekend,
everything is
possible.
I don't fear death. I just fear just like being old and tired.
Yeah, and I don't want to be one of those guys that is like 78 doing parachuting.
No.
And bungee jumping nude and stuff. We've got your dog here as well.
Yeah.
Adil's quite concerned that it's going to eat something.
I don't care if it eats something. I don't want the dog to, you know, pass away. That'll be weird.
Okay.
Like it ate something that...
Unless you have just boxes of dark chocolate around.
No, I don't think so.
She'll be fine.
All right.
Is that... that's a fact, is it? The chocolate thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, xylitol, which is in gum. Yeah. Chewing gum.
Okay,
that's
poisonous too.
Xylitol.
Yeah.
All right.
The sweetener.
Okay. I know what it is. I had no idea that they were allergic to.
Oh yeah, my girlfriend is a veterinarian. They had a dog come in, ate through a purse, and into the bag of gum.
Yeah.
Ate the gum and just almost died.
Coming in blowing bubbles and chewing like that.
Yeah.
I'm about like it was die. On cocaine, just chewing like
I'm fuck. Sorry about the dog.
That's
come here.
But we want to talk to you about football. You do your own thing with football. I follow you on Instagram and most social media exposure. And you go to quite a lot of games as well.
Yeah, I have my local team. I go to those games.
Hugh Gordon?
Yes, Hugh Gordon, Stockholm, the Stockholm team. I don't know how much of a international listener base you have.
We've got three people in Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
If you want to broaden that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
have you got any Nigerian jokes?
Yeah, it's a local Stockholm team, which I support. I've been supporting my whole life since the early 80s.
You had a good win on the weekend, you beat Hakan.
No, we lost.
You lost it?
Yeah.
To Haken?
Yep.
But you won the week before. Against
Helsingborg, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game. Good game on our side. But, you know, it's one of those, we're one of those teams and one of those seasons where you win a game and you feel, oh, this is going good. Yeah. And then, next game.
Isn't that like Al Svensken, like, completely, really? Like,
yeah, it's the most even league in Europe, I think. I mean, anybody can win, anybody can, you know.
Apart from Jeffler.
Well, yeah, not this year,
win.
But
they usually don't win.
But that's part of the charm, though. That's why we like Premier League this year, that you know, another team can break the status quo. So Sweden is fun that way. We haven't had that many Djurgården here. We've had Hammarby and AIK quite a lot, and I used to support Djurgården as well.
There aren't that many of us, to be honest.
Not anymore, right? Yeah. I felt when I was young, but because I was brought up north of Stockholm, it was everywhere. It was just Djurgården and AIK. Now, whenever I ask somebody, they're always Hammarby or AIK. I never meet a Djurgården.
Yeah, because that's the Hammarby is the pop team. The very, because the all people move from somewhere else to Stockholm, they all like they support Hammarby.
It's cool.
Because that's a cool team.
Yeah.
We don't have 10,000 people, TV producers who've, you know, move in from small towns to Stockholm and get their season tickets.
So you're saying plastic fans in Hammarby?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there are a lot of people in media who support Hammarby, who come from small towns. That's the truth. We those are like 10,000. And so we have 10,000 less fans at games.
Do you get upset when you're going to lose, or is it just, ah?
Yeah, it's upsetting. It's upsetting. It's not fun at all.
What about sharing the ground?
I don't have a problem with that at all.
No, I don't.
No. They've been doing it in Milan for 60 years.
Yeah,
if they can do it.
I've never had problems with that. I wouldn't even have a problem if Tottenham went to a competitor for 1 year, but I know that it's not possible because of most of the fans, but I don't see the problem.
I mean, it's not even our own stadium. I mean, we rent it from the city.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, it's not like they're, you know, it's not like we bought one together and built one.
But it's weird because you go to this kind of stadium-less team. I mean, they've been jumping around now here and there. For the last 15 years, they've been having some season at Åsunda, one season at Tele2, then a stadion.
They had a few seasons at Åsunda because they wouldn't allow games at the old stadium. The old Olympic stadium, which was built in 1912.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah. It's a nice
Until you actually step on the very pitch.
Then
you feel, ugh, this
stinks.
I think
the worst part is that it's a lot of spaces in that stadium you can sit and you have a pillar in front of you. It's just awful.
Fucking pillars.
You
through my entire life.
Yeah. The pillars. Yeah.
Yeah. Hate them. I'm very happy with the new arena. It's very nice.
It's kind of weird how it works in Italy. I don't think it would work in England. You couldn't have Arsenal Tottenham sharing a ground. I think
not now. I think, but as Sonny said,
I think
England,
they'd rip them up.
It's just so old tradition. So I think it's just, it's been going on for so long time, and back then I don't think it was same kind of antagonism that it's now. I don't think in the 50s or 60s people would go like, no way we're going to share a ground, no, because they knew the necessity of having a stadium. You didn't have stadiums everywhere. Now they build stadiums right and left, so I think the fans just have said, this is our home, we're not moving anywhere, which is awkward.
Is there any team in the top leagues in England that share stadiums?
No.
Although Tottenham this next season will play Champions League at Wembley.
In Wembley, yeah.
Yeah.
Due to the new arena?
Yeah, we're building a new arena, but parts of White Hart Lane must be closed down. And that goes against the UEFA rules. So they needed to, just for the Champions League games, temporary.
Well, I mean, it's only for 3 games, isn't it, for you guys? And then that's it, really?
Well, that's just 6 games.
But three at Wembley. That's all you're going to play, isn't it? Really?
We're gonna qualify 2 rounds after that to the quarterfinal. That's 2 games more. That's
okay.
And then 3 games semifinals, 6 games.
What are the odds on a Tottenham Leicester final?
Ooh.
How about that?
You've got a dream.
We're going to be in pot 3 for the seeding. If not 4 of the teams not qualify, that's City and that's Ajax and stuff like that. If they don't qualify, then we'll be in pot 2. But we'll be in pot 3, which makes it very, very difficult.
Norrköping are in the Champions League
qualifying. Yeah. But
they seem to be having an alright season, but I don't think they'll do a Malmo. I don't think they'll Who knows?
Even Malmo with that team barely made it.
Barely. And we're lucky.
Barely lucky. They made, they had two amazing games.
Yeah.
And they just made it. No, there's no way Norrköping will qualify.
But that's what needed, I think. Swedish teams needs to have amazing qualifying games just to have a chance.
Yeah.
And then they get horsed in the group stages.
Do you ever play the game yourself?
Yeah, until I was maybe 14 or 15. Because I had to choose between ice hockey and football. I get too much after you're 14, 15.
Yeah.
So I had to let go of... But I always played like with friends and in the summers. So I always kept it up. And then I was...
So you've been a hockey player, though?
Yeah, I played hockey a lot until I was 18.
All right.
Played for the Colorado Avalanche.
No, I never played professional ice hockey.
Only half Argentinian in your team.
Hey, I was the only half Argentinian anywhere.
Yeah.
Really. I was an exchange student in America when I was 17. I played for the school team. I played football for the school team. So that was a proper season I played.
Yeah.
A few years after. But I kept it up, kept my skills up, and I tried out for that team, which was a decent team. And I made the teams. I was decent, at least.
Yeah.
I was pretty fast.
That's soccer or football?
That's soccer.
Soccer.
The big soccer. We're going to talk about the Champions League, because you've had a full-on week, to be honest. Friday, your birthday, you turned 40, and then you missed the penalty against Real Madrid. And we'll put that photo... We'll actually show that photo of... Juan Fran Sonovi.
How many years has it been? You've been doing this, pushing this Juan Fran thing. At least 3 years.
Have you heard it before?
Dude, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Every night the Atletico Madrid plays the Champions League, I get tweets like, dude, good to see you.
Because you scored the winner against PSV.
Yeah.
But even
before the game starts, at warm-ups, I get tweets like, yeah, good to see you again on the pitch.
I don't think they look that alike.
We'll get some
but
photos.
People do that with everything. Do you know what? I've only been compared one time to football. We don't look anything alike, but it was in the World Cup when Sweden played, I think I mentioned it before, when Sweden played Argentina and Anders Svensson scored that goal.
Yeah.
And then it was 1-1 in the end, but we went through. So we went out to celebrate, right? So go with me and a couple of friends. So we're sitting everywhere I go that night in every pub. I had like long hair, mm-hmm, that was out. Mm. So everywhere I went, it was like, oh, Batistuta, how does it feel? I was like, I don't look anything like Gabriel Batistuta.
Wow.
But it was just if it wasn't been one person, I would say like, yeah, long hair, fine. Yeah. The entire night, they thought I was... I kind of get offended, but I was like... I'm celebrating Sweden.
It's not
Sweden
a bad
won.
One.
No, but I'm celebrating
He's
Sweden.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, but I celebrated Sweden won. And wherever I go, it's like, ah, you fuck, you lost, Batistuta. It's like, no, we won, you idiot.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Batistuta.
But I watched to the point where I watch Atletico, and when they pass the one front and the commentator about to say his name, I mute it and I go, Sonnaby. And then I unmute it. That's how much he looks like him.
You also claim I look like that. The goalkeeper used to be goalkeeper at what, Real Madrid? Who's at AC Milan right now?
That's
who was that?
Is that me?
Yeah. Oh, that's you too.
I just, oh, I wait by my, if I'm watching it, I try and get a screenshot.
Yeah,
and every time I put it, it always gets retweets.
Yeah.
I got my most popular retweet on after that game, Real Madrid game, 100 retweets, which is this, like, I'm not a Twitter person.
Yeah.
And it was about Pepe getting hit by confetti and stuff.
Yeah, it was funny.
And... Yeah, I know why I wanted to say that was because it got me 3 new followers. I thought if it was a good tweet, I thought people went, oh, follow this fucker.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No one does. I can't understand. Yeah. I think Facebook's my kind of generation.
Granddad, yeah.
But I, did you watch the game on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I came home from Gothenburg in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Rather at night, like at 7. Yeah. And I just went straight home. Put on the game. I was by myself.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. I like the game.
Yeah.
I like when a final you don't support any team, because I was texting to Al, he was like, oh, fucking penalties. I was like, you know what, if my team is not playing, I love the penalties.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just become such a lottery, and I felt for Atletico. I felt for them even more this time than last time, you know?
Because
I thought they had the better of the game, or the second half anyway, you know? Definitely, no, the first half, not so, but...
And you also feel like this might be the last few seasons that... Diego Simeone might be there.
Well, he came out afterwards and said,
"How long can
have
this
I
go
failed?"
On?
Yeah,
yeah.
But how long can this go on? That's the thing, because we know if he goes, then they'll be back to square one, I guess. And if he doesn't go, it might not last anyways, because they can't compete with all the other teams when it comes to money. So how long can they keep this going? I mean, teams sometimes come 2-3 years really good and then they disappear.
Yeah, he needs a new generation out there. He has some old players, right? Yeah. He needs some new players. But I think it's up to him how much he can really... I mean, how hard is he willing to work? Because I imagine him being the hardest worker in the management industry.
Always pulling his belt up.
Yeah.
When they were taking the penalties, he was up the other end. Giving.
And then Juan Fran missed.
Yeah.
he did that. He put one penalty and then he missed. I was like, you shouldn't have done that.
Amazing to see the Real Madrid, these stars, these unbelievable world-class players, absolutely fucked in the later stages, and Zidane had used all his subs, and I think this is your best chance at it go. But it just
Bale's penalty, even when they hit the penalty after, he was like, "Oh, I can't."
Yeah. Touched his groin, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Maybe just said to Michael Jackson, "Hee hee," after he scored. Could have done that.
But it's a really good team, that Real Madrid.
It is.
I really do think.
I think the substitutions, you can see that he still needs players, though. Because, I mean, Vasquez came in, I didn't really see that happen. And then when he put in Isco for Cruz, I thought that might be troll. Because I don't fancy him playing that deep. I don't fancy him playing that way. Especially when Atletico are going to push them. And they kind of got the better of them when Cruz went out. I don't think he had a great game, but at least his positioning, he was staying.
Oh, I thought in the first half, him and Modric controlled the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, in the first half, in the second, no. But no. I think he changed him to get more energy in. But I just don't see Isco playing there. But he was absolutely amazing, Casemiro.
Yeah.
Casemiro was brilliant. He was so brilliant. You just don't got past him in midfield when you try to run past
him.
Should
stop trying to shoot though. He's a
idiot, but you should not try to run past him, because you can't take him on the, you know, when midfielders usually run past like Dembele does all the time. He's so good at that. He's just so good at that. He's really changed the team for Zidane. He started up with another tennis cell like Isco. That didn't work. Just switched, and since then they haven't lost really. So
Ronaldo had a poor game, but then ends up winning it.
I was saying before the game that Ronaldo has never had a goal moment. You know, like Messi against Atletico Madrid, that great goal. You can't remember a goal Ronaldo scored that set a final apart.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the reaction when he did lie there for 20 minutes, so everybody would come to him instead of him going, which was kind of like, I'm Real Madrid.
But actually, weirdly, he was quite humble afterwards. He kind of stepped away from all the celebrations and wasn't like, you know... I think he was more embarrassed that his shirt had got stuck to his hands and he tried to rip his shirt off. Also, the Belgian guy, when he scored, went to his missus and she's like a former Miss Belgium, and he jumped over and kissed her. Like, how fucking amazing is that? What if he'd scored like a hat-trick? What would he have done?
Just fucked her.
Yeah.
Just fucked her right
there. Can you imagine that happening? He scores one goal, kiss, and second one, he just loses. He goes to her again. And third one, he fucking loses. He takes his clothes on his way, takes his shoes, and just jumps
Simone's
in.
Simone's there with his belt. You just see just jumping buttocks. Just
the camera. Ref comes, gives yellow card.
But yeah, it was a good final.
I was happy with it.
Yeah. I thought Atletico wouldn't be able to hold them. I thought this was the game that they would collapse. But I think they'll be a little bit despondent that they got so... I felt they got so close this time.
The penalty as well.
Yeah, Griezmann.
And just one penalty. By how many inches? Two?
Yeah, not even.
And just a goalpost hit and they were gone. Yeah, it could have gone either way.
And two great keepers... And they got nowhere near the penalties.
Yeah.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Oblak is an amazing keeper, but I think Atletico Madrid is just so good at that. They lose a player and they always buy a player who end up being as good or better. Yeah. It's just amazing. I mean, when they lose Courtois after a couple of season loans, what are we going to do now? And then Oblak comes in, who's young, good prospect, but nobody really thought he would be that good. I mean,
yeah,
he's amazing. He's with 16 clean sheets in the league. I mean, it's just great.
And who else? Who went to Chelsea?
Courtois, yeah, from Atletico.
No.
Costa.
Diego Costa.
As well.
Also. Yeah. Had a great season.
Yeah.
And went to Chelsea and just...
Yeah, but we mentioned that before, Atletico, that they've had so many strikers, it's impossible to change them, but they have.
Yeah.
I mean, from Falcao, Torres, all, doesn't matter who comes in and out, they always find somebody to fill. Aguero in the beginning.
Right.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing. They're really good at it. Their scouting is absolutely unbelievable.
Who's scouting the for the club?
Oh,
that guy's a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius.
One Fran Young. Racist. But are you going to the Euros?
I might, just for 24 hours. I might go for one game for work. Yeah. But I want to stay here. I want to watch all the games. You really can't do that when you're on site.
Yeah, because you're working.
Yeah, I'm doing my own podcast, which is pretty much daily.
Yeah.
And so I need to stay home and watch all the games and do the show like every day, which is how I prefer to watch a tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I've been through a few of them, but I prefer staying home, actually.
I love being there.
Yeah?
I love it.
Yeah.
Because that's all you do all day. I just love wake up in the morning... And we're going to do the show, a pod, and then watch football all day. But what I like is that everybody that's there is football fanatic in a different way. Like, we were sitting in the restaurant the other day, I mean, Al, and I get so annoyed when a guy is like, oh, so Wales, is still Ryan Giggs playing for those teams? And I'm like sitting there, no, he's not. You know, and the guy says, no, he's not. He's like, oh, but they have, like, one good player, right? Like, that, like, he's like, Gareth Bale. It's like, yeah, he's not so good, is he? It's like... Yeah,
it's all right.
This is the level you have to discuss football, people. But when you're in the championship, they at least have good views on their own team. At least,
yeah.
So you can always talk to people for 10 hours, which I can do about football for ages. So
yeah,
I like that. That's what I love.
Yeah.
And Al is afraid that we'll get terrorized in France.
The terror attack.
Yeah.
I just don't have the defenses that I used to have.
Against a bomb. What ISIS. Kind of a fucking defense do you have?
No, I don't.
Well, you
think
said
so.
That you did karate moves.
Like, no, I'm not.
80s karate moves with your hands.
Did you do karate?
I am paranoid as hell about anything. So, you know. So, I know there's someone in that cupboard as well. So, don't tell me there's not. There's someone in there, isn't there?
There's someone
in there. Exactly. But what? See? You know, that's how paranoid I get. No, I think we'll be all right.
But you used to live in London.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the place to be if you're paranoid about that sort of stuff.
But
they've been having bombs since, what, 1916? Or even earlier?
Yeah, but
earlier.
The predominantly white people bombing there. He's not afraid of that.
I don't know. I'm not afraid of white bombs. I'm afraid
bombers.
Of the brown bombs. Those are way scarier.
Get out of this pitch, will you?
No, it would be a sad day if I leave this earth. Without the things I have not done.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What game will you choose then if you go?
I don't know. I would prefer the opening game.
In Paris.
Yeah. Because that's on the, what, 13th?
13th, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Republic of Ireland.
Yeah. That would be great.
And that's the opening game where you think Sweden have got their best chance of picking 3 points.
Yeah, up. It's either that or the second game, because the third game, I went to the Euros in 2012 in,
I was there.
Ukraine.
With you.
Yeah, so we were there, right.
Went onto your boat or the...
Yeah, we stayed on the boat.
Oh, wow.
That was nice. That was nice.
They came there on a boat?
No, we stayed on the boat. It was by the river. They didn't have enough hotel rooms, so they actually chartered an entire boat. Like a hotel boat.
Okay, all right.
We had a pool.
They had a DJ.
Yeah, was that
pool?
What you say?
Yeah,
pool,
yeah, it was great.
Sort of went in there and I was like, oh, this is how the other half live.
But you had a nice hotel room in the city. It was
right in the city, yeah.
You said that you lived crap and the boat was amazing.
No, I didn't live crap. I just lived simple. It was like living in a hotel compared to Miami Vice.
He actually looks like he would be in Man vs. as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, just yeah, a blazer on with Frankenstein tops.
Yeah, but I would be the villain, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah, you would. You yeah. Would yeah.
I'll be the coke dealer.
Yeah, you would be.
No, but we went there at the Euro.
The tastes it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. Let me try the next one.
This is flour. What are you doing? But we when we went there, the third game was pointless. We were already out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wouldn't want to see the.
Yeah, it'll be France, right? 2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
when Sartre did that brilliant yeah. kind of scissors kick, yeah.
It was a great game, typically, when we were already out.
Well, also, England Sweden was an amazing game of football.
It was. You know? It was.
But.
I just fucking. I stood there when Andy Carroll scored that header. And he went over to the Swedish fans and just went, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, oh, go fuck yourself.
And now they sing to Zlatan, "You're just a shit Andy Carroll." So,
oh,
but
what do you think the chances of Sweden then?
I don't know. Nah, probably slim. Probably slim.
Well, they might sneak in the third place.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I'll suggest this.
0-2 in the World Cup, it was a group of death. We beat some, you know, decent teams and just, you know, wiggled our way through. Time,
yeah. That's when Adil played. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it might happen, but. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet money.
Who
on
would
it.
You bet on? You. Who do you think's going
to win? I think Belgium, Italy will go through. I
no,
think.
Who's going to win the whole tournament?
I told you last week, Finland. They're not even there. I think England might surprise.
What? It will never fucking
I think
win
England
anything.
Might
you
surprise.
You know when an Englishman says England's going to win, that's like, that you can't say that.
I think this might. I don't know. I just got a feeling that they don't seem as hyped.
But they're not a good enough team.
Okay. You asked me. I answered.
I remember,
and now I am ridiculed.
I remember when Spain won. It was similar like that. You always said, like, Spain has lost hope on them winning now because they always never delivered on the big tournaments. But they had a great team and they end up winning that and the World Cup and the Euros again. So, but that team was just so good. This English team, I agree with you, they have no pressure. It's better than before. But to win the whole tournament?
Young team as well.
They might have a chance in the World Cup in 2 years, but not now. This is way too early.
But it's
way
like,
too early.
But they've got... They got Wales,
you could,
Russia.
You could have like an outsider, fine. Like Belgium was in the World Cup. Really, nobody really believed they were winning. But, you know, if everything goes correct, they can come far. I think England is like that now. But the whole tournament, no.
Who do you think?
So I actually think that we might go back. I think it's going to be France or Spain, actually. I think Spain is now under the radar a little bit, that you have really disappointing campaigns behind them. Still got a great team, though. They've still got a great team.
Germany got beat on the weekend, third loss in 4 games. They got beat by Slovakia.
Slovakia, and saw the goals. And the amazing thing with Germany is, if you look at that squad, you don't get terrified. It's not like, look at that, wow, they're all...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
top of the game, all the players. I mean, most of the players are out of form. Götze is not had a great season. Royce is not there. Up front, Gomez playing up front, that's not good enough. He wouldn't get into many teams starting lineup. Lahm is getting older, still good though. Schweinsteiger is not.
Is Lahm still playing?
Yeah,
you have a point. I had Germany, but then
don't have Werders and all these places.
Then I think France look good.
Fucking Benzema didn't even make the team.
No, but didn't make the team because of the.
Oh, because he raped one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then blackmailed his mate.
Yeah, it's funny because neither of them, Valbuena, who was the player that he had that discrepancy with, he didn't make the team either. So none of them are there. He just didn't include him. And then Cantona said the other day that he didn't include them because they're ethnic. Ben Arfa and Benzema are Arabic. I don't think that's true at all. But yeah, Benzema is not there. But they have Griezmann, who's had a really good season.
Belgium must have learned as well. You know, Italy will be strong. Italy will always be strong. You know,
I would hate if Italy won.
Yeah, me too. But they don't have anything up front. Nothing up front. I don't see anything dangerous with Italian strike force, especially if, I think Graziano Pelle is a decent player, but that he's even considered one of the four strikers just tell you about the depth in their striking options. I don't rate them that much. So I think if they defend their way through, which they usually do, then they can go far. But France has got home soil. That must mean something.
Yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot.
What about Sweden play, I think, Slovenia in a friendly. I think Slatan's pulled out with a calf strain. And they play Wales on Sunday. I'm going to that.
Yeah, he's going to play in that game, apparently. Yeah. Slatan.
Probably his last game on Swedish soil.
Oh, right.
It is the last game. Must be. Yeah. No, he's quitting after. Yep.
And it's Wales, too.
Yeah.
And Wales, they have an exciting team.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know if Bale will be playing.
No, he has some problem as well. But still, they got a decent team.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Don't think they're going to win either. But then Northern Ireland, what the hell's going on there? 7 in a row, haven't lost with a team with no names, really, except Will Griggs, of course. Have you heard that?
I know nothing about Northern Ireland.
No, but there's a chant that was just so amazing that we've been singing constantly for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Will Griggs on fire. You've not heard it. You've got to Google it. Just Google Will Griggs on
fire. Will Griggs on fire. Your defense is terrified.
It's
Will
one of the
Griggs
songs.
On fire. Your defense. And then you go, na 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 na. That song, you know.
We don't know the song. Yeah. I don't know the song, but I just know the Will Griggs song. So, yeah.
Okay, that didn't happen.
All right. I'm trying to figure out which song it is.
You haven't picked your team yet. Who do you think's going
to win? I had Germany, but then he started talking about Germany's shit, and he makes sense.
It's not shit.
He makes a lot of sense. They had they peaked. That team
but
peaked.
But so did Spain.
Last championship, they peaked in the World Cup. And now they haven't been that good.
I think individually the players, when I looked at the squad yesterday...
I can't pick Italy for a winner. I don't think Spain is going to go very far. On the other hand, but they have some fucking great players. The new generation of Spanish players.
But the same thing there. I think up front
Belgium have got to be there as well.
Yeah, but they don't have that history and culture of winning anything.
Start sometimes. Spain started to Spain.
Yeah.
Spain had extraordinary good team. I mean, their team that won the first European, then the World Cup European. That was the greatest
team in history.
Yeah, that was one of the best teams ever.
The greatest teams that has ever played the game.
Talking of great teams, New Zealand beat Fiji 3-1 in the Oceania group.
That's actually embarrassing. Only 3-1.
Have you played Fiji?
No, it was like 12 people there, right?
14, actually.
Oh, you see?
We thrashed them 3-1. So if
you didn't thrash them 3-1. You won 3-1. Thrashed them is 6-1.
3-1 is okay.
Hammered Fiji.
Why are you defending him?
Did they play Guam yet?
No. they're playing Fijoa soon. do you have that fruit here, Fijoa? No. Good. So the... will you get very... very patriotic about Sweden? It's Swedish National Day next week.
No, not really. No, I like... I mean, I support two teams. That's my local Stockholm team.
Yeah.
And Sweden. That's what I support.
Nothing in the Premier League?
No, I just want to be entertained. Just whoever entertains me, I like. So whoever plays quick, fast, you know, aggressive football.
Like a seedy strip bar kind of you have visitor.
As long as
I'm entertained, I don't care who it is.
CD, what was that?
Strip bar kind of customer.
Oh, CD. Oh, I thought you meant the CD, like the abbreviation.
Record and listen. Like
CD. You've not moved on from CDs?
We have.
I don't even know what CD strip.
You invented Spotify.
No, but CD, as in that was a CD club.
CD.
Like, as long as you entertain me, I'm fine. So yeah. No, I think
at strip
think,
clubs you do CD as well because you.
But I think the being a supporter of a team is that's supporting the CD strip bar. Because I don't care if it's shit this season or beautiful the next season, I'm going to keep going to that bar. I feel like I go to the best strip bars. Whoever, you know, entertains me the best. That's what I do.
Football's like Pornhub for you. That's just
I just pick whoever. No, I'm not loyal to any...
But when a lot of people say that, for me it's never been that way. I've always supported a team. So I've never really...
I support a team too, just not a team in a different... part of the world.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. But when you look at European football, do you get like that? Oh, this team, like, did you get like Leicester this year? I really like them. I'll support them the rest of the year.
And well, if you cannot avoid supporting Leicester this year, it was a beautiful thing.
I didn't support Leicester.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
But no, it's not like I cheer for the team who's. I just want to be entertained. But Leicester was seriously entertaining this year. And also, I also felt Arsenal was entertaining. All those teams at
the
top were...
They got second, actually. Second.
Yeah. Manchester City, not so much this year. I didn't enjoy watching them. Who else? I thought West Ham was fun to watch this year.
Why is not Spurs coming in here? They were the most entertaining
great
team.
Great.
They got third, actually.
Yeah, great.
Shut up.
I just didn't want to pick like the three top teams who entered. But they were seriously entertaining.
What about... but don't you think there's limitations? When you support just you, Gordon...
Yeah.
You're only going to win your national title. You're never going to do anything European. Sweden as well. I'm just saying.
Most teams use a board.
Because I'm Huddersfield Town.
Yeah.
I dream that someone comes in and goes, do you know what? I'm going to buy you. We're going to go to the Premier League.
Right.
Who knows? And you look at lists and you think,
It might happen. Yeah.
It's like a cheap hooker. You just want to get bored and go to the top.
Throughout my supportership, I've had my amount of success. I mean,
we played the
Champions League qualifying. We were pretty close to qualifying. That would be amazing.
Isakström, Shellström, Arning, all that team.
That was a fantastic team. So I mean, we played. I was there when we played Juventus.
Yeah, me too.
I wasn't at the away game when they tied Juventus in Turin.
We had 2-0 at Turin. They scored 2-2. And then Søren Larsen came on in debut and in the dying 5 minutes hit the bar.
Yeah,
and then back they score 1-0. I think it was Trezeguet, and we're like, shit. And then 5 minutes later, Arning and Yugoro scores 1-1, and we're like, this could happen. I remember we have that. I was filming my friend Jimmy. He's standing like, it's gonna happen. Then 25 minutes later, it was 4-1.
Yeah, they control that game. I've never seen a team control a game like that. That was a great Juventus team too.
And that year as well,
Del Piero up
front, with Trezeguet.
Not to run, not that kind of mob.
It was a great team. I don't remember all the players, but there was some big ass players back then.
Oh man.
Zlatan didn't play back then, but it was you know.
That was the year before, yeah.
That was the year before. So
they were amazing. What's his name? The Czech, the blonde guy.
Nedved.
What an amazing player.
Beautiful hair as well.
So about that, I mean, the top teams, if you say Arsenal, United, and these kind of, they will can dream, but you know, if you support Hugh Gordon, it's kind of not that far away from me supporting like Tottenham or something. I mean, the chance of Hugh Gordon winning the Euro Cup is not that much slimmer than we winning like the. It's the same that we win the Champions League. That's not going to happen. Hugh Gordon might not win the Europa League, but if Gothenburg.
No, I respect it. Actually, I like it. I like that, and also.
But I just can't get myself to support a team in a different part of the world. It's like I always have this example. If some Chinese guy shows up with like a tattoo of my team, and he was like, "Yeah, dude, for life, you know, loyal support," I was like, aren't you Chinese? Like, have you ever been to Stockholm? It's like, no, but I watch the games all the time. I love this team. It's you're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your fucking... What's wrong with
like
you?
Me, man. Come on.
Yeah.
No, I sort of agree, though, because, you know, I went to Singapore and I did some gigs and they held the gig up because there was a big screen. There was 1,000 Singapore Man United fans wanting to watch, like... just a game against Everton.
Never fucking been to Manchester.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
you? My dream is to get to Old Trafford.
Yeah.
That was their dream.
Yeah.
Like, no, but that's nice. Their dream is to go to Old Trafford.
But what the fuck do I have to do with the city of Manchester? I have nothing to do with that city. Never been.
You're fucking Chinese, man.
So you find it weird that I support Tottenham, for instance? It's a weird thing for you.
Yeah, a little bit. I can understand, but I don't understand the whole passion. I can understand if you're, you feel some sort of supportership with that team, or you feel attracted to that team.
But I had that.
But the whole passion thing that you can actually stand up for your colors. You don't talk shit about Tottenham, man. It's like, what is it with you?
I always say, can I
pick a team and say, I don't know, Sydney, Australia,
yeah,
and support that team, be passionate about that team? That is my team from Sydney, Australia.
Like, but say you went.
What the fuck is wrong with
but
you?
But what about if you went? If you went for a visit to Sydney,
I feel like I'm a moron all of a sudden. What the fuck are you berating
me? No, I am. I am sort of an agreeance, but because it's such a global game now,
I know.
You know, and you know, Adil is more knowledgeable about Tottenham than most Tottenham fans. You know,
I agree. I agree.
But he should be just supporting you, Gordon.
Yeah, or, you know, support
but
your
I think
local
the reason
team.
Why you supported? I mean, and the only reason I supported Hugh Gordon was because first it was kind of local, and there was only two choices of a local: Hugo and Oiko. And Oiko were Nazis where I live, so I thought Oiko was a Nazi team, so I supported Hugo.
Yeah, I felt that too when I was a kid.
Yeah, that was the reason why I supported Hugh Gordon. Tottenham was the reason because everybody had like a summer place in Sweden, but we didn't. We used to go to England all the time, and mostly Manchester actually, but London and Manchester. So we used to go to Manchester and London quite often. My cousin is from London.
Oh, Manchester is beautiful in the summer.
not in the 80s. It was even worse in the 80s, mate.
Oh, I'd like to go to Manchester in the summer.
When it rained in Manchester in the summer, it wasn't rain coming down. It was literally like smog encapsulated in water.
There's nothing
water.
Like Blackpool in July in the 80s.
Funny you're talking about Blackpool. No. That's one of my favourite places, right? Before I go to LA.
So then
I like Gary Lineker when I was 6. And I liked the fact we saw a game when he was 6-7 years old there when we were in London, and I remember that I just heard all this thing with that they had 5 strikers or 2 years later as well, and I thought it was so cool that it was so attacking. It was just when you played in the playgrounds, that was the only team that played like in playgrounds, that when they get the ball, everybody wants that. And when you're 6-7, you don't care that means the tactic is shit because you don't understand the tactic. You just understand they want to score goals.
No, but you don't have to defend your supportership of Tottenham. I mean, I understand it, but it's just... I think there's a part of it that's weird.
But I think,
there's a part of that...
But then there's also a part of it. Why do you... It's like...
Why do you support any team?
Yeah, like why?
Yeah, I think it's
because
weird
if you're born, you've got to be born in the Hugh Gordon area.
Yeah. No, or, yeah, I know.
You know,
I know.
If you could drag it to the same thing. I mean, if you say it's a local team, there's probably a Division 4 team much closer.
On the other side, it's like hating a part of the world that you've never been to.
No, it's not hating. It's just I can't be passionate about
it. You hate
the
Chinese. That's what you've
said. I do not.
You said you
with
hate
with their Hugh Gordon tattoos.
That hypothetical Chinese guy, I fucking hate that guy.
Ming Li, don't come to Stockholm. Don't come to Stockholm, Ming Li. Just stay there and remove your tattoo if you're coming to Stockholm, because Sonny B will rape the tattoo off you.
No, I will. No, it'll be fine. I just think he's weird. He would be weird to me.
But I had
that too when I was because
they've
we
got
went,
their own league now. The Chinese,
they do.
Yeah, so
they
got the need. Chinese league.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure there are a lot of Manchester United supporters in China.
but only one from Hugh Gordon. There used to be until they heard this.
I'm sure there is.
What do you think?
But the thing is, I went with my family to Spain because we have relatives in Spain.
One fan.
yes. No, and they used to live in Barcelona, actually. Now they all live in Valencia.
Yeah.
But we went to Barcelona, and they would like dress me up because I was a kid. They would dress me up in like FC Barcelona shirts, and they would give me like merchandise and stuff with that. So I could really be like, I have a reason to be an FC Barcelona supporter, but I can even muster myself to be a supporter of FC Barcelona, which I have a connection with through blood.
That's not a connection.
I was
some relatives brought some clothes to you.
Yeah, but since you know, I could take that connection and make it out of an FC Barcelona supporter thing and be a supporter.
It's like me saying I could be part of ISIS because I wore strange clothes.
If you wanted to, they accept everybody.
They'll accept me with open arms.
Yeah. But I could really have a reason to be a Barcelona supporter, but I can't muster to support that great team or that great club.
You see, in a little way, it's a bit like me. I'm a big U2 fan, right?
Yeah.
But they're hated. But they're a massive. They've got a massive fan base.
Yeah,
like huge. But I sort of keep it quiet because it is like saying I support Barcelona. But you're like, of course you do. They win everything.
Yeah.
So it's
It's funny. I don't want it to be that way. But when somebody says they support Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United, and teams like that, I kind of get like, who cares?
But it's like the Swedish phenomenon of supporting teams that Zlatan plays for. I find that I've met three or four of these people.
There are thousands.
Where do you think he'll go next?
I hope Man United. I'm not sure. He usually makes it a habit of keeping it secret, and then you go in July. You go, really? What? Oh, I don't know. You remember when we went from Inter to Barcelona?
Yeah.
Nobody had a clue.
Yeah.
And I just signed for Barcelona. People go, oh,
you don't think he might go to America?
Not this year, no.
I think he made one mistake in his career. He should have gone to Real Madrid. When he went to Barcelona, he should have gone to Real. He would have suited perfectly in that team.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
They would have loved him. He would have done well.
Yeah.
It would have been all heads the best. But PSG has had a great career there. I don't think a lot of people thought not good enough, but because he's done so well and that he's such a legend there.
But him, like everybody else, was mesmerized with Barcelona's football in 2007, 2008. And then Pep Guardiola came in and made it the best team in history. Of course he wanted to play there. I mean, they were number one.
And they had Messi. Of course, they wanted to, but that's what I'm saying. That was a mistake. He should have gone to.
Yeah. It was a weird transfer, to be honest, when you look back on it now in hindsight.
When you look back on it and considering that Guardiola was there, it's kind of weird because Zlatan can play any kind of football, but maybe not that kind of football.
Yeah.
Where you don't really need that kind of a striker at all. You need somebody who's moving a lot up front. If it's not a complete striker, it should be like a false nine. And he can't play that.
No. Right?
So, in hindsight, it was stupid.
Yeah.
I think
Guardiola wanted to take that system that they hadn't just developed it.
Exactly.
And they needed a strong, tall guy up top who could head the ball.
Exactly.
Play more aerial.
That's an alternative to the...
So he wanted to deepen the,
I think if Zlatan would have been a player that came there and thought, I don't have to start every game, I can come in and be an impact player, then he would have had a career in Barcelona.
Yeah.
He would have stayed there. But because he wanted to be, understandably, at
needs
least
to be
a
number one.
Maybe not number one, but at least number two behind Messi.
Yeah.
And that wasn't going to happen. So I think for that reason as well, Galacticos, the Real Madrid team, is better suited for players like that.
Yeah.
They can have five stars and it's fine. They will all get the space.
Why don't we finish on this, the story about the Mexican footballer who was kidnapped.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Panathinaikos.
He came back.
Yeah,
right?
He's back.
He's
yeah.
back. Did they pay them?
Well, it was Greeks, so they only had to pay them like €5 because they're all
wow
broke. So yeah. Okay. Well, that is the end.
That's
thank
the most
you.
Racist pod we had for a while. Anti-Chinese, anti-Greek. You said you hated Chinese people, right?
No.
Not Chinese people, just one guy.
And he's Ming hypothetical. I made him up.
Ming Li. He hates Ming Li. All right.
No.
Ming Li and apologize.
I have a good story. If you have time.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you have another 5 minutes.
Yeah, we have.
I went to, in 2009, I went to a qualifying game in Portugal. Portugal, Sweden played, it was 0-0 in the World Cup qualifiers. I went there. For the first time I met Patrick Anderson, who used to play for the 94 team.
Yeah. I met him on the boat, yeah.
Yeah. It was the same company. Amazing player. Probably the best Swedish defenseman in modern football.
Yep.
Very won the Champions League with Bayern Munich.
Scored that goal for Bayern Munich in the 94th minute. Yeah. The indirect free kick. They scored the win.
Played on a great Barcelona team.
Yeah.
He actually taught...
he played for Barcelona. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
When... what's his name? The captain. The long-haired captain. I keep forgetting
Puyol.
Names.
Puyol.
Puyol. Carlos Puyol. Yeah. When he was just a weird sort of...
Long-haired, freaky.
Yeah, some right wing back. And he taught him to be a great center back.
Yeah.
Amazing player. I met him. He was on the trip too. I came to Portugal. It was colder than expected. So I needed a jacket. So and they were going to meet up. Patrick was going to meet up with Stefan Schwartz, who was also on the 94 team.
That was one of my
favorite. Who else was on the flight? Jonas Tern, also on the 94 legendary team. All legends. They were all legends, and they met up in Portugal. And I got to meet all of them, and I said, I need to go to the...
Were you on a trip, together with them, or just accidentally?
Patrick was a part of the company that arranged the trip.
All right, wicked.
I was employed by them to do, a little bit of stand-up comedy during the pre-game show. Yeah, you all done that sort of stuff. So I was about to go out from the hotel to get a jacket for the night's game. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we'll tag along. So they all came with me.
Wow.
And I just went into a store.
This is huge for Swedes.
I tried on some jackets. They were just standing there going, football legends going, maybe not that one. I was like, nah, not this one. Went into another store. I went into my maybe three or four stores with half the legendary 94 team.
Swedish Sex in the City.
No,
that's not yours. That's not your color.
Yeah. And it was so fucking weird. I was nervous. I didn't know what to do with my hands. I was trying on jackets, and I've never met those guys before.
If they'd chosen a really weird shoulder pad jacket?
And you're
But Patrick Anderson said it looked really good.
The football legends told me this was beautiful. I listened to the football legends. It was so fucking weird, but then we all had a good weekend. It was crazy.
Did you hug them when you said goodbye?
No, I didn't.
So it's not a good story.
But I became friends with Patrick.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We actually went to the Malmö PSG game in Malmö, the Champions League game, last November.
He was great, but Stefan Schwartz, I remember, I fucking loved that player.
Yeah.
He played, I loved him.
Awesome character, too.
What?
I think he's going to be in France.
Yeah, you mentioned that. He was one of those players that doesn't get that credit, but he does everything for the team. Like Sweden's Makalele back then.
Oh, yeah. Just
brilliant.
He was, he lives in Portugal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's got a Portuguese wife and kids and everything.
Great country.
He also, somebody wrote a story on him, and they couldn't find him for 6 months. Had no idea where he was.
Mm.
And also, when they met up with him in Portugal, he just... there was a scene in that story in the article. Stefan opened up his trunk of his car, and he had a bunch of ninja weapons in the car, just nunchucks, some swords. I just likes fucking around with ninja weapons.
But you're not that surprised because he never played football. he was a hard motherfucker back then. Already.
Yeah, if you know Stefan Schwartz, that makes sense. makes a lot of sense.
I still can't forget that statistic when he played for Fiorentina. He was injured for over two seasons. He was injured quite a lot, but he played maybe 25 games, and they never lost when he played. Whenever he played, they never lost. I think it's just amazing. It was like Edgar Davids when he went to Real Madrid. Barcelona. They never lost during that. He came, they were like flying fifth, and then they played the rest of the season and didn't lose.
Wow.
I love that statistic when one player comes and they don't lose with him in the starting lineup. This says a lot for how big difference. I mean, they're like Stoke last season. Shawcross didn't play. They won 2 out of 9. Shawcross did play. They won 8 out of 9. I mean, it's a big difference. Certain players just have that immense on the team.
Usually defending midfielders.
Usually defending midfielders, absolutely. Or a centre half, maybe. Yeah. Just keeps everything clean.
Yeah.
I love those players. Amazing.
The cleanup crew.
Yeah. See what happened to Spurs when Dele Alli and Dembele lost. We're gone. Nothing.
Third. They got third this year.
No, we got second.
So, thank you. Oh, another thing, Championship playoffs. Sheffield Wednesday lost to Hull 1-0.
Yeah.
I think Sheffield Wednesday froze, to be honest. And
then, was that the $1 million game?
Yeah.
The million, 160.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that happened. And then yesterday, Barnsley beat Millwall 1-0. And the scenes I saw were the Barnsley fans running away. Because Millwall got into
Millwall fans are chasing you. You better run.
Yeah, and because
what was that? On
it was
the
at
pitch?
Wembley. No, it was at Wembley, but because it's
was
such
it outside
a,
Wembley or inside the arena?
There was both.
Oh,
yeah, but you see, because it was such a big, it's such a big stadium.
Yeah,
and they don't get that many fans for the final,
right?
Millwall basically ran like 40 metres around a corner and then they were there in the Barnsley end and like families running away, so fuck them.
Thousands of
thanks a lot for coming, man.
Thank you, let's have you back on.
We'll have you back on
anytime, man.
And shout out for your pod when it's starting, what name it's going to be.
Ian Podan, which will start, we'll have a sneak preview episode this Friday hopefully, and then the day before the first game, so 9th of June will be the first episode.
Cool.
And it will be every match day will be we'll have an episode out.
Right.
Come by, man.
You'll
be in France.
We'll be in France.
Well, after
when you come back. When you come back.
13th to the 23rd we're there.
Yeah. And ISIS. But I'll do the show until July 11th.
Well,
come by.
Then now we have to do it because you can't even take it back now. Because it's recorded.
Yes, yes. I stand by my statement.
Chinese. thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
That's it. We don't need to say anything else. We'll be back.
James not here.
No, we'll be back next week.
James is dead.
We'll be back next week with a new pod. That's what happens. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.